I was out at the airport the other day, and it's amazing the people that God brings to me at the airport. There was a young man, had his airplane up there, and he was fueling it, and he was having a trouble. He was kind of limping like this, and I said, son, I said, well, is something wrong with your leg? He said, yes, sir. He said, I had an accident, and they had to put some steel plates and pins and stuff in it, and he said, it's been in constant pain ever since. I said, are you a Christian? Yes, sir. I said, you go to church? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, then I'm a Christian, and I know a Jesus that can turn that steel into flesh and bone. Can I pray for you? And he was so dumbfounded, he just said, yes. I just knelt down in front of him, and somebody had been watching that thought, what's this crazy guy doing? I grab a hold of his leg, and in the name of Jesus, asking the Father in Jesus' name to turn all the steel that they'd put in his leg into flesh and bone, and he have no pain whatsoever of no kind. I got an email from him the other day. Mr. Scrivener, this is the most awesome thing I've ever seen in my life, but from the very minute you prayed for me, I have never had another pain, and I can't wait till I fly somewhere when they run me through X-ray and there ain't going to be no steel in my leg. Is he believing with me? Yes, he won't have any steel in his leg, but the beautiful part about it, God took the pain away. That was obvious. He could feel that right then. You know, if you've had pain for months or years, and then somebody comes along and prays for you, and your pain goes away. I brought a praise report in here myself. I was going to tell you, and thank you, Cheryl, my honey bunny, for reminding me. Hello, Mr. Scrivener. I wanted to email you and express my thanks to you and your ministry, especially the material you send out free. Back in 2004 and 5, I was in a federal prison camp in Pollock, Louisiana, convicted of a white-collar crime. Your minister material was presented to me every Thursday evening by a prison minister, Harry Beeman. I know Harry. With my newfound faith and spirit language tongues, my life was now being led in a new direction. God was transforming me into a new sword for his kingdom and purpose, which I now clearly see. There is more to the testimony, but I will save that for a later date. The praise report is, and please share with your church members. Now it's official. As of January 2012, Sword of the Spirit Prison Ministries, a nonprofit corporation, was created. I am now a licensed minister teaching the Word of God to men in prison. What a privilege it is to teach and disciple over 70 men each week who desperately want God in their lives. Thanks again for being a big part of my ministry. Take care and God bless. Now to think, all of us had a part in that. Every one of us, you know, because if you gave money to this ministry or if you pray for this ministry, you had a part in this young man getting out of prison and being converted to a minister, and now he's preaching the Word of God every Thursday to 70 men in prison. Isn't that something? I love serving Jesus. I don't know about you. I love seeing the King do what he does best. Now then, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we get into Ephesians chapter 1, I ask you to give us the revelation, wisdom, and knowledge and understanding that we need from God's Word so we can be about your business, so we can do what you say. And I give you all the praise and glory for your precious Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This letter is from Paul, chosen by God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. You know, we should be writing letters similar to this ourselves or doing teachings because God should be calling us, and many of you, he has called to do something for him, and some of you are doing it, and some of you are not. You know, some of you, he has called to do things for his kingdom. If you're a little lady, you may be called to just minister to little women or girls. You know, I mean, who knows what he's called you to do, and you may be doing a great job. I just stand in awe at all the gifts God gives us and how he's called us to do great things for his kingdom. And, you know, you don't have to be a big TV evangelist or something to be great in the kingdom of God. You know that? You can be anybody as long as you're doing what God called you to do. And if he's happy, then you want to be happy. I mean, I see people that you want them to do something for Jesus. I mean, maybe it's to make a hospital visit or maybe it's if you had a church that had classes where people teach those, which I used to be in a church like that. You know, you ask somebody to teach a Bible study class and they ain't got time. ain't got time. You know, that requires diligence. I got to be here every Sunday. And there's times I like to go fishing on Sunday, so I can't be a part of teaching a class. Well, how about could you do this? Well, no, I can't do that either. Well, is there anything you can do? No. No, but what the deal is, I don't want to. That's the problem. I don't want to do it. And in fact, there was a lady called me one night. She said, Thurman, I'm at Denton Regional, and one of my extremely good friends has had a heart attack, and they say she's probably not going to live through the night. Would you come and pray for her? I thought, well, she said it's her good friend. So I said, and I knew the girl. So I said, okay, it's about 11 o'clock at night. So I hadn't gone to bed yet or nothing. I was still up working. So I go out and jump in my truck and I drive up to the hospital and I go up to the whichever floor she was on and I meet her and I said, well, praise the Lord, where's your friend? She said, well, she's in there in ICU. I said, well, let's go in there and pray for her. She said, well, I told the family that I had called you and asked you to come and they said they wanted to meet you first. And I said, oh, okay. I said, I didn't think it'd be a problem. But I walk over and I said, hi, I'm Thurman Scrivener. And they say, what kind of church are you associated with? What's the denomination? I said, well, you know, I used to be a Baptist, but I said, I'm actually non-denominational now. I believe in Jesus Christ. They said, you're not a member of the Church of Christ? I said, well, technically I am a member of the Church of Christ because the Church of Christ is the only church there is. But I said, the sign on my door of my church says a living Savior. It doesn't say Church of Christ. It's non-denominational. They said, well, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, and you don't go to a church that has a sign on the door that says Church of Christ, we will not let you go in and pray for her. Now, this girl's on her deathbed. She's supposed to die tonight. You think, what is wrong with us? Are we the church or are we not the church? I mean, I thought I was a member of the one and only Church of Jesus Christ. You know, there is only one. Is that true? There's only one church, and the real name of that church is the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you can call it Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Pentecostal, whatever you want to, but it's only one church. But they would not let me go in there. So I said, well, okay, then I'm going home. And I walked out, and the girl followed me out. She said, Thurman, I'm so sorry. I said, tell you what, you said she's a good friend of yours? She said, yes. I said, you can get in there, can't you? Oh, yeah, she said, I can go in there. I said, hold your hands out. She held her hands out, and I laid my hands on hers. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm imparting the Spirit of the living God into her hands by faith. I said, you've done this with Paul. I said, you let him pray over aprons and everything else, and he give them to people, and when they touch them, people are healed. I said, I know you're no respecter of persons. You just honor faith. So I said, you go in there now and lay your hands on that girl and say, be healed in the name of Jesus, and that's all you got to do. And I said, I guarantee she'll get well. So I left. And a little while later, she goes in by herself to visit. Nobody's saying anything because everybody knows her good friend, you see. So she goes in, sits down on the side of the bed and puts her hands on her arms and rebukes the spirit, commands it to leave and asks the Father to honor my words to heal this girl in Jesus' name. And thanks him for it. I told her, I said, don't forget to thank him for healing her. And we remitted her sins before I left, which we didn't know what they were, but we just remitted her sins, all of them. And so the next morning, about 8 o'clock, my phone rang. She said, Thurman, this is so-and-so. I said, well, praise God. I said, how's our friend doing? She said, they're fixing to release her from the hospital. She's going home this morning. Now, what is God looking for? Faith and obedience. If I had listened to what those people said and just walked off, that girl could have died by the next morning. Then look at what God has given us here in His Word. He said, it is written to God's holy people in Ephesus, who are faithful followers of Christ Jesus. So this book is not only written to the faithful followers in Ephesus, it's written to you and me. It's the believers. Is that right? The Word of God is written to the believer, and I happen to be a believer. So it says, now may grace and peace be yours, sent to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace and peace. I think of the people that don't realize what is theirs from God, and they don't live in that peace. They're always in an uproar and a turmoil. But you're sons of daughter and daughters of God. So grace and peace belongs to us. How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, do we do that? How we praise God? In fact, I got to tell you a little story. Rosemary had a friend out last week. I happened to walk into this room, and there's Rosemary with a friend. She said, oh, Pastor, let me introduce you to my friend. I want you to meet Sharon. I said, well, praise God, young lady. How you doing? I said, isn't this an awesome, beautiful day that the Lord has made? Isn't He an awesome God? praise the king. And I turned and walked out and said, praise the Lord again. And then she said something like this to Rosemary, does he always do that? Look at this. How we praise God. Well, do we? Should we?
Yes, absolutely.
But do everybody do this? No, everybody does not do this. And that's why that lady was kind of awestruck, because if you run into somebody that's obeying the word, they look at you like, there's something wrong with you. What's wrong with you? You're always praising God. Well, why are we always praising God? Because did he tell us to? Yes. The king says, how we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why. Now, when you get a hold of the next line, you'll understand why we can praise God. How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm because we belong to Christ Jesus. What has he blessed us with?
Every
spiritual blessing in heavenly places. What is one of the most important blessings that he blessed us with? Salvation. Salvation is a blessing. God gave that blessing to everybody. Anybody can have salvation. It is a free gift to anybody that wants it. Isn't that wonderful? Just think, when you really get a hold of the fact, what Jesus did for you on the cross, that he's blessed me with every spiritual blessing, not only salvation. I realize salvation not really that important. If I don't make Jesus Lord of my life, I just get to die and go to hell. So it's not really very important, is it? He's laughing like I've lost my mind. Well, I believe I have. I mean, salvation is one of the most important things in the world. Think of the number of people on this earth that turned down Jesus. And he's sitting there with his arms out saying, come unto me. Just come to me. I have forgiven you. All I want you to do is just come to me. Confess your sin. I will clean you up and make you a new creature. And my blood will cover you. And then if you'll walk with me and do what I say, not only can you have a wonderful, blessed life on this earth and live an abundant life, but then when you leave this earth, you get to go to heaven to be with me forever. If you're not in the Word, you're never going to pick up on what really belongs to you. But you know, when you begin to get a hold of these things and you think about, when I got saved, all of these things became mine, everything.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast, in its entirety, entitled I Am Not a Shotgun Blast God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.